Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the virtues of specific surahs and specific ayat of the Quran Sharif. Yesterday we explained the hadith of Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had asked him that which is the greatest ayat of the Quran Sharif, and he replied ayat al-Kursi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him. So today we'll do one more hadith with regards to the virtues of Ayat al-Kursi. Ayat al-Kursi, as we famously know, is Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard man dha alladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'iznihi ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wal-ard وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. This ayat, or this ayat, is known as Ayat al-Kursi. So therefore, it has very, very great benefits. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the previous hadith, described it as the greatest ayat of the Quran Sharif. Anyway, today we do one more hadith that explains the virtues of Ayat al-Kursi. It's a story, it's an incident, it's a longish incident, but it has got a very, very nice moral behind it. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me the responsibility of safeguarding the zakah of Ramadan. Now the zakah of Ramadan is what we normally know as sadaqatul fitr, that amount of money that is given before each salah in the month of Ramadan, we know that is sadaqatul fitr. So here one masala we learn is that we are allowed to give it even before the days of Eid come. Person is allowed to take out that sadaqatul fitr and give it. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he had the responsibility of looking after this. One other name of sadaqatul fitr is zakat of Ramadan. So anyway, he had the responsibility of looking after this zakat of Ramadan. In those days, it wasn't like how we have it today. Generally, we would just take out cash. They would actually bring the commodities, the grain, the barley, the wheat, etc. They would come and they would physically give that as their contribution for their sadaqatul fitr or the zakat of Ramadan. Anyway, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave me the responsibility of looking after this. Who's saying this? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Someone came to me and began taking handfuls of food. I caught him almost like a thief. Now this situation, Allah Ta'ala made it such so that we can learn a very important lesson. So someone came and started taking handfuls of food. I caught him and I said, I will take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I am a needy person. I have a family to see to, and I desperately need help. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I let him go. The next morning, when they would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Oh Abu Huraira, what happened to your prisoner last night? In other words, you caught somebody last night. What happened to that person you caught? So he says, I replied, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he complained of being in need and having a family to see to. So I was merciful to him and I let him go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, he lied to you and he will come again, he'll return. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling who? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. From the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Huraira is saying, I knew that this thief will come again, he'll return. So I waited for him. He came and once again he began taking handfuls of food. I said to him, I will take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, let me go. I am in need and I have a family to see to. I will not return. I was merciful to him and let him go. The next morning again, when they would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining the next morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, Oh Abu Huraira, what happened to your prisoner last night? In other words, the thief came to steal. What happened to him? So I replied, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he complained of being in need and having a family to see to. So I was merciful to him and let him go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he lied to you and he will return. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I waited for him. Now this was the third time. So I waited for him for a third time. He came and began taking handfuls of food. I caught him and said, I will take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the third and this is the last time. In other words, now I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You claim that you're not going to return, but you still return. He said, let me go and I will teach you some words through which Allah Ta'ala will benefit you. Now this thief is telling Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, let me go, I will teach you some words, in other words, something to read, which Allah Ta'ala will benefit you. I asked him, what are they? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was very, very studious. He always wanted to learn. Therefore, so many ahadith are reported from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. So when he was given this offer, he took this offer, that I'll teach you something that will assist you, will come to your assistance. So anyway, he asked him that, what are these words you are talking about? So this person said that when you go to bed, before you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi. A guardian from Allah Ta'ala will be appointed over you, and shaitan will not come near you until the morning. In other words, somebody will come on guard there. If you read Ayatul Kursi, a guardian will come on guard and he'll protect you. Shaitan will not be able to come near you until the next morning. So Abu Hurairah said, I set him free. He taught me something, so I set him free. The next morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me, what happened to your prisoner last night? I replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he claimed that he would teach me some words through which Allah Ta'ala will benefit me, so I let him free. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what are they? I replied, he said to me, when you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi from the beginning to the end. We just recited it just now. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum, from the beginning till the end. This is what he told me to do. Before I go to bed, I must recite Ayatul Kursi. He also said to me that a guardian from Allah Ta'ala will be appointed over you, and shaitan will not come near you until the morning. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, he spoke the truth, despite being a great liar. In other words, three nights he came and he spoke lies. On this occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that person spoke the truth. One lesson ulama take out from here, before we go further, is sometimes a liar also speaks the truth. Doesn't mean that he's always honest. And sometimes an honest person also, sometimes he speaks a lie. So therefore we should see that we are not in that category where we are a liar and then now and then. Rather it should be that all the time we speak the truth. Anyway, it's one lesson we learn from here. So this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that, listen, he spoke the truth despite being a great liar. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked Abu Huraira a question. Oh Abu Huraira, do you know who you were speaking to for the last three nights? Do you know who that person was that you were speaking to for the last three nights? I replied, no, Hazrat Abu Huraira said, I know, I don't know who I was speaking to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him that was shaitan. That was shaitan. In other words, shaitan was coming in the form of a human, and he was taking this away. And the third time when you caught him, now shaitan gave the secret away. Yet, because now he knew that he's caught for good. So therefore he gave that secret away. When caught for good means taken now to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So he gave the secret away. And on this occasion he spoke the truth. So as we say, from the horse's mouth we are getting this incident whereby Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is explaining what shaitan had told him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam confirmed that what he said was right. In other words, I'm being protected so long as you recite Ayatul Kursi before you go to sleep. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We always put our lock our gates, lock our doors, put our alarm system on, check everything before we sleep. But may let's make a point of putting on extra security, solid security from shaitan, and that is Ayatul Kursi. Simple thing we read, we're getting protected from the whole night from shaitan. May Allah give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله